All right, Captain, can you tell us what happened and what time this all started?
Yes, at approximately 7 o'clock tonight, a call went out at an address on Covington Road in North Buffalo of a house explosion. When Buffalo police arrived, they found a house completely leveled at 36 Covington with flames spreading to two additional houses. Buffalo Fire was extremely quick in their response and began entering the premises of both houses to look for occupants, as well as Buffalo police officers starting to create a perimeter. It was determined that the both houses on either side of the house explosion, the occupants were safely out of the house, and the occupant of 36 Covington was found on the street by police. At this time, I can tell you that it appears that this person had intentionally attempted to blow the house up in an attempt to commit suicide. He is currently in Buffalo Police custody at ECMC undergoing an evaluation, and we will be coordinating our efforts with the Buffalo Fire Department's fire marshals for charges pending.
Were there any injuries other than this person who tried to commit suicide?
Thankfully, no. All the neighbors, despite the amount of damage that was done, it's a blessing that nobody else was injured in this at this point.
Now, is the just for clarification, the person that set the fire intentionally is deceased?
No, there is no injuries at this time. Okay. The person was found on the street, standing across the street from the house.
Relatively uninjured?
Yes.
So no injuries at all?
No injuries at all at this time.
Do you know anything about if this person lives with anyone? Was anybody else in the house with him?
I'll let Commander Otwell speak to that a little bit.
The person who was, where the explosion started, he was in his house by himself. There were two neighbors on both adjacent properties, so there was a total of five people that were involved in this incident. But for the property itself, where the explosion started, it was one singular person.
Any indication of how, was it gas or how this kind of happened?
We believe it was an explosion that was by gas, but we will conduct our investigation and find out conclusively.
It's pretty amazing that no one was injured in this. I mean, this could have been really deadly. I mean, could it?
Yes, if you see it later on when you do the post-blast analysis and you see the different damages of the houses, you'll see extensive damages to all the different properties right there. The house where the explosion occurred is basically on the ground right now, and then there's probably be an emergency demolition on that. Afterwards, the other two houses on the adjacent sides suffered extensive damage also.
You mentioned that this person was arrested. What are they facing since they've been arrested?
At this point, it's a little early for me to speculate, but I would assume a host of charges, including possible arson charges, as well as criminal mischief, reckless endangerment. Again, Buffalo police officers working with the fire marshals will determine those charges soon.
Besides the people, obviously, that are displaced, are any people displaced right now from those homes, besides that home that exploded?
Yes, the people on both sides of the house that exploded are going to be displaced, and they're being assisted by the American Red Cross as we speak.
And what about the neighborhood? There was a lot of smoke. Any alerts to people in the neighborhood?
Again, you know, just avoid being outside. Obviously, it's the first time the cold weather is actually working in our favor, so windows are closed, air conditioning units are off, but obviously avoid being in the plume of smoke. At this point, obviously avoid the area of Covington Road. We're asking for no traffic, no spectators. There's still a working fire scene. There's going to be numerous first responders on scene for the next numerous hours, so we're just asking people to stay away from the area for right now.
Did he leave a stove on by chance?
Again, I think that'll be determined once they do their post-blast analysis after the fire is contained.
Does he have a criminal background of any sort?
I can't speak to that right now because it's that early on. As far as we know right now, the person does suffer some type of mental health issues, but we're looking into that, and based on information garnered from neighbors, we're doing our investigation.
Good. What were some of the difficulties in fighting this fire?
Well, obviously, the extensive damage that was caused by the initial blast, which then started the two adjacent fires on, so you had three fires going on at once. Being a single house that was totally devastated with potential people in the adjacent houses. So that was just some of the initial. But I would let the incident commander who was on scene, he could talk about that. He'll be able, as Chief Bossy, he'll be able to tell you later on in a specific address of how they fought the fire and all the different other things that had to do with that circumstances.
Thank you. And you said the house that exploded was 36?
Correct.
And the other two homes?
32 and 40.
Well, how were the neighbors? I mean, were they startled? I mean, obviously by this.
Oh, I mean, obviously it was extremely loud. The amount of damage is devastating. What appeared to be a two-story house is now completely gone. So again, it is kind of a miracle that nobody else was injured. And you know, our police officers, our firefighters, did an amazing job getting here quickly, responding, getting all the houses cleared out, getting everybody pushed back from the scene, and ensuring that nobody else got injured.
What's next from here on out for the scene?
Again, I think Buffalo Fire will be on scene probably through most of the night, making sure that the blaze is out at all three of the houses, as well as probably an emergency demolition. Good. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys. We appreciate it.